your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy are about to start another fun journey in the podcast. And no matter where you are on your health journey, NIB will help you live health first. Put your health first and join NIB today. Visit nib.com.au. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon, and he is back.
Back. Yes. Down under. And I missed you yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, Bickers. Look, I've missed you as well, but I'm a bit worried about you.
Why?
Because I've come back into the studio here. I've only been away a week. Yeah. And and do you know what I can see in the studio, which I've never seen before?
That I'm bringing my own lunch.
No, that's not it. Have you seen what's over there on the top shelf? There's a half-drunken bottle of Bundy. That I have never
seen
before.
As I said, I'm bringing my own lunch.
You've been getting stuck in, mate.
I don't know what that's from. Do we have a party in here? Actually, that's not big enough to have had a party in here.
I don't know.
That's a little nervous swig, isn't it?
Oh, it's little for you. I mean, it's 1.25 litres, but you know.
It's not.
Go on. Someone's buying those Bing Swing bottles.
I thought you were going to mock me for my chicken salad and mandarin.
Well, no, you went to grab a mandarin out of your bag, and you're just a mess, mate.
And my strap.
Yes, that's what I was. You come at, there's just a bra, a mandarin, and a bottle of Bundy. Welcome to showbiz.
What a wild night I had.
Hey, heaps coming up on the show. Up next, it just says on my run sheet, yep. Carrie.
Oh, I've got to tell you about the last 5 weeks.
The last 5 weeks?
Okay. Something we've got to talk about.
Let's try and fit that into a 3-minute break so we keep the music up. Anyway, that's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
It'll be a Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, baby, it's raining.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm so hot.
Why?
Talk yourself up.
I'm hot. Good. I'm overheating.
Vicky's giving herself 10
I'm
out of 10 again.
I'm laughing too much. No, now I'm hot. Okay, so I've got to tell you a tale.
Okay, woman from yesteryear. Tell me a tale of the sea.
So, I want to take you back 5 months ago. when I was packing up to move overseas, right?
Okay, was that 5 months?
I know. Time flies, hey?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not in this story.
I honestly feel drunk, and I haven't drunk Bundaberg that you're accusing me of drinking. Oh, it's just that I'm hot.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I was packing up, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't want my...
Can I tell you a story? What has happened?
How much Bundy is left in that bottle?
Mate, it's like there's like one
shot. I don't know what's happened.
Do you want me to do it? You're okay. You're okay. You'll be right. You'll be right.
I've just got the giggles. So I take my jacket off?
So for those people who have just tuned in, Bickers always goes out, she has a vape just before a show, except this one she came back in smelling a little bit like a Cheech and Chong movie.
I hadn't thought through this break very well. I'm just playing catch up. Anyway, yes, 5 months ago.
What do you mean you haven't thought through this break? We've talked through it together.
I know, but I wasn't paying attention.
Did you get the music?
5 months ago.
Did you get the music we talked about?
No, we didn't ask for music, did we?
Well, I thought you...
No, I don't need music.
Okay, good.
No. So 5 months ago when I was packing up to go away, right, yes. I ummed and ahed about whether to take my laptop.
Oh, my God.
And I thought, this is too much stuff to carry.
I want to take that portable computer.
It's too much stuff to carry. I'll wait till the 10 members of the team are over there and get one of them to bring the laptop. and then they'll bring it back as well
anyway,
as every other
two
thing.
Back
you're interrupting my fascinating
Mate, I bought your
story.
I brought your desktop computer over. Two big 17-inch monitors like you were trading stocks. Or in minority, you bought in this psychopath.
So I decided to leave my laptop here. But then I thought, what if the place we're in got broken into, right?
The place we're in, your home.
What if it got broken into?
Oh no, the paranoia is starting to kick in.
And someone finds my laptop, and I haven't backed it up because no one backs up their laptop. And I didn't want it to get stolen, right? So I hid it. I did it the night before we left. And I haven't been able to find it since.
No wonder. You've been smoking so much.
So when I came back, my first day back at work, I needed my laptop. I couldn't find it. And I looked everywhere.
Why did you need it your first day back at work, but not the 4 months you're away working?
Anyway, so I've looked for 4 weeks. We've been back for 4 weeks, and I've not been able to find this laptop. I looked of all the places you're thinking, why didn't you look there? I looked.
Under your bed.
Discovered this morning. I remembered where it is. Actually, 2 a.m. I woke up and I was like, that's where I hid it.
Oh, in a cold sweat.
And I went and it was right there.
Okay.
But where I hid it is the weirdest place to hide it. And I think I must have told myself that a burglar wouldn't want to look there.
Yes.
Right? Anyway, 13, 10, 60, where to hide it?
Oh, great. Okay. Have we got a prize on offer, Bickers?
I hadn't thought that. I thought that was up to you. No.
Jesse.
$100 we'll give him.
Great.
Great.
Just $100
Jesse is going to be broke by the time the show ends.
Okay, so where did I hide it? 13, 10, 60 Where did I find it? But I'd love to hear stories from people where they hid something.
Hang on, is it where did I hide it or where did I find it? Which question?
It's the same place.
Okay, that's your first hint.
And I want to know stories though of when you've hidden something and then you haven't been able to find
one?
It.
On which one?
And then you find it like decades later.
Which one are we doing? Where are there people guessing?
We're nimble. We're doing both. 13, 10, 60. Okay. I'm not going to repeat what I've asked you to call about, but it's call about all of that.
13, 10, 60.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Yeah. And on 13, 10, 60, we'll give you $100 if you can tell us where Carrie's laptop is.
Well, I found it. Don't stress, everybody. I found it like after 5 months, but I found it.
Yes.
I hid it before I went away because I didn't want it to get stolen from the place we're staying.
Yes.
And then when I came back, I could not remember where I'd hidden it. And I've spent a good 4 weeks trying to find it. In the middle of the night last night, light bulb moment, I remembered. And I remembered the thought process I had for why I hid it there as well, which is insane.
Okay.
Sam, there's money on the line. Where do you think I found my lost laptop?
In your dirty washing basket?
Yeah, because then Carrie would never find it there.
What's that mean?
Nothing.
Because I never wash clothes?
No, no, definitely not insinuating that.
I've got a family of five, mate. That's all I do.
Okay. You give me that look like that's true. So then that's
no,
fine.
Sam, unfortunately, it was not in the dirty washing basket.
Oh, is that a good guess, though? Have you ever hidden stuff in the dirty washing basket?
Well, no, because you wouldn't be able to hide it because you're constantly emptying the dirty washing basket. Mm. Not that I'm saying that's a shit place to hide it, but I would not hide it there.
Okay.
Sky, where did I find it?
Hi, guys. Was it, I'm thinking maybe in the bin, but not in the bin, like under where you put the insert.
Oh, like when you've got a hole in the kitchen bench and then it goes under where you pull the bag out from.
Yeah, so you pull out. So
Yes. Because that's a good spot because I don't reckon robbers will look there.
No, no robber wants
also, if you're a robber, 13, 10, 60, where do you look?
Where do you look?
No, Sky, it was not in the bin.
Okay, good on you, Sky. Thank you. G'day, Hayley.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Hales, for $100, cold hard cash, where do you think Carrie hid her laptop from herself in the place she's staying?
A few months away, I'm thinking one of the top of one of the kids' wardrobes.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Close, but no cigar, Hayley. Oh, not quite. But I understand you've got your own lost and found tale. Is that right?
Yeah, so I had the same thought process as you. I didn't want my digital camera or my video camera stolen. That was the only things I cared about. So we went away camping for a week. I hid them in the washing machine, came home from camping, chucked
week's
worth of washing on.
Oh,
they were completely destroyed.
Oh, no.
I couldn't recover anything.
I was about to say, what a smart idea.
No,
but obviously not.
Not at all.
Oh, because burglars aren't going to do the washing, you know?
No,
they're not going to empty your bins. They're not doing the washing.
They're just taking stuff. G'day, Kelly.
Hello.
Kelly, are you calling with a guess or are you calling because you hid something and then lost it?
Hid something for sure.
Okay,
so
what did you do?
Pretty much we get cash from our family for birthday presents and I'm someone who, you know, likes to keep it in my wallet, even though my husband likes to tell me to put it in the bank and, you know, had a couple $100 stacked up over a couple of years.
Yep.
Long story short, I think it got to probably maybe like $800-900 and I put in an envelope. We moved into a new apartment. We had some tradies coming in to do some work. So I was like, you know what? I really need to hide this envelope. Need to put it somewhere really smart. It's now probably closing 4 years and I still cannot find it.
Oh, no, maybe they somehow like sealed it in behind something, Kelly, accidentally, you know, like
I
they were doing
about that.
Yeah,
that,
that's what you should do, Kel. Rip your walls apart.
Yep. That's what I said. The minute we move out of this apartment, maybe I'll rip it to shreds.
Oh, Kel.
We're in there. I've looked, you know, in your mattress protector, in jacket pockets, name it, in the bathroom, like, you know, in your toilet, how you see in movies where they put it where you put the flush.
Yeah,
do they?
In the cistern.
In the cistern.
I mean, an envelope wouldn't be great. But good on you, Kel. Now, because we always get just a couple of words to describe what our callers have to say on a screen, and I'm assuming this is a hiding place for where they think you've hidden your laptop. Do you want to read the words that just said?
Patrick.
Yeah.
It just says in her.
Yes, and I thought that's an ambitious hiding spot that I thought would have come up on the security screen.
I have had three kids, but Patrick, where do you think I lost and found my laptop?
Oh, Patrick's got his radio on.
Come on, mate. I'm close. No, I need to tell you. Don't go.
Well,
we can get rid of Patrick.
Okay, has it been 7 seconds? Have you got us now, Patrick?
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick, turn off your radio.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, mate. Oh, my God.
Let's go.
But we've got to find out where it was.
Okay.
Don't you care?
Sorry.
Oh, you've now lost interest. Look at your attitude.
Sorry. Because where was it?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And to help keep chairs full, Australian Red Cross Lifeblood needs people like you to donate blood now.
Yes. A lot of people haven't realised that floods, road closures, cold and flu, COVID, all of that are keeping many donors at home. They can't get to the place to donate blood, which means blood supplies are under pressure at the moment. So donate blood if you can now.
Yes, and if you're like myself and didn't think you could because of tattoos, you can donate plasma, which is also needed.
Amazing. Now, do you want to know where I am?
Oh, your
my laptop.
Yes, your laptop.
This has been the biggest run-up for a very underwhelming place.
No, I'm ready.
So it was in a clothes drawer, but not just any clothes drawer. So I have an undies drawer and a socks drawer, right? But I have a special little drawer that's for my special undies.
Oh, my God.
You've got a and my bathers,
drawer.
Right? The little drawers for my bathers. And I thought,
how
if
often are you breaking out special ones?
No, that's why it's the bottom drawer.
Enough to not be able to find a laptop buried in them for a long time.
And so I hid it right at the bottom because I thought they'll be so distracted by all the that they'll forget they're looking for a laptop.
So they'll walk out just wearing all these nice knickers but with no laptop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Smart, hey? I thought of it all.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers, have you been listening to our girl's new album?
Is this Beyonce?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about, you weren't here yesterday, obviously in Montreal, but we talked about the drama with Khalees and Beyonce and all
God,
that
God, who cares?
You should care.
Why?
Anyway, because Beyonce sampled a Khalees song and Khalees is not getting the rights for it.
Yeah,
anyway.
You're right.
Eli gave
more
us,
interesting than listening
Eli
to
Eli gave us the full treatment, as you can imagine, with guy Eli, because he has strong thoughts about
I can imagine
Beyonce.
He's got very strong thoughts.
But no, I love the album.
Yeah. Well, I was... I was running and I was listening to it, and this is the very start. Now, it started, it was a bit more hectic than I thought right off the bat.
Okay.
These are the first words.
Is that the radio edit?
And
or?
I was just running along and I was thinking, I was imagining these families who were being like, oh, my God, kids. Beyonce has a new album out. Let's put on the Beyonce album. Oh, well. Oh, Beyonce. Oh, B. But then...
Can I say something as a parent?
Yeah.
So many of the current songs, not just Beyonce, but have swear words in them. And whenever I listen to them with the kids in the car, Ollie will always say to me, aren't you going to play the radio edit? I'm like, nah, toughen the family up. You know, we've got to hear the real song. So many swear words.
Mate, you swear That could be Carrie talking, that edit we've just heard then with your kids. And then I was running along, and you know, it's quite body positive. It's quite uplifting. Like, I was running along and I was listening to Cozy, and that kind of, you know.
You could do your salsa moves to this song.
Oh, yes. Oh,
while you're running.
Bachata.
And so did you feel comfortable in your own skin?
Well, because I was running along and I was starting to feel real good about myself. And I thought, is this album speaking to me because I'm feeling empowered? I'm feeling fantastic. And then I was feeling like this. I'm the girl. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am. Yes, I am.
Speaking of body positivity, once you finish this fascinating rave about Beyonce, there is something
I need to... Is it my titties?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you post a photo the other day and you now have man boobs?
It's, to be fair...
I was going
to
comment underneath the post and I felt so bad that I didn't.
No, you just didn't want to get buried under the other 40 comments about my titties.
Don't worry, but us group chat had a conversation about your big titties.
Oh, don't worry, because as I'm running along with my titties bouncing, I'm singing this to myself.
There we go. I'm cozy in my body with my big titties. Now, to be fair, they're pecs, and they're from your swimming, and good on you. But they do look like big titties.
I told you, I'm not worried about my titties bouncing.
I know, but you're not worried because you know it's muscle. But just different top, I reckon, next time.
Muscle doesn't bounce like mine have been bouncing.
Did they bounce? Did they?
I'm wearing two sports bras right now.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home.
Now, because obviously when I've been away, all I've been thinking about is our radio show and things that we should bring back. It didn't get enough time in the sun, so to speak. And so get ready because it's time for the return of...
How long is it?
Where I give you famous men's names.
I thought you were going to say, is this just the time game?
But 6 seconds. No, it's not the time game. This was a game where we would measure things and you had to guess how long they were. So, I'd go how a standard doorway, things like that, right? Now, we were going to do that again, but then because I've been watching a lot of nature documentaries when I was away, I found myself getting quite surprised about the sizes of some animals compared to other animals.
They're bits. I thought that's what you were saying.
Oh, my God, you sicko.
Oh, we've already got next week's edition.
I was worried.
Who shows anyway. Who? What? So you're watching a nature documentary and you're going, yeah, the blue whale's big, but how big is it? So anyway.
How big is the sperm whale? Okay. What have you got for us?
How long?
It's very annoying.
Is it
opener.
The
the animal edition. Yes, I get it.
Because you know we have to play that each time after each
Please
round.
Please don't.
Jesse, what's the first one you've got for us?
Your first one is the African elephant.
Ooh,
how long or tall?
How long?
Don't make us play the intro for you again, mate.
How long is the African? Well, the African is, so there's the Indian, and I think the Indian is smaller than the
How
African.
Do they sound?
No.
Because if anyone can do that,
because aren't
noise,
they African
weird.
And Indian elephants, and one's smaller and one's bigger? I think the African's the bigger
elephant.
Of the two.
Is it not an Asian elephant?
Yeah, I
How
think it is.
Long? I'm yes. going.
But it is the African elephant.
1 meter, 2 meter across the legs. 5, 6 meters I'm going.
Okay, I'm going to go 4.5.
4.5. Bickers. Average of 7 meters.
Oh,
quick, next round.
No.
How long is it?
Sorry.
Do not play the other one now. Do not. Jesse, you will no longer have a job if you play it again.
Okay.
I'll finish it. The
See, I would have been done by now.
What's the next animal, Jesse?
A dolphin.
A dolphin. Okay. I'm going. I've ridden on one of them.
You've what?
Oh my God. You've ridden a dolphin? Oh my
there
God.
Is so Green. Much
two,
to unpack.
I'm going.
I know.
I'm We're going to have
protesters out the front.
Two and a half.
Tommy.
Why? Was it bigger than you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
it was the
by
most
much.
Thing.
And so, what did you do? Just a finger in each eye and then.
No,
you no, you're holding a blowhole.
Did you?
Two. I'm going two and a half. Two and a half.
And in its snout. Oh,
how many? How long are you going?
And were you surfing?
Can you just answer the question?
Okay, I'm just wondering. Oh, that first protest is out the front. She's got a banner.
Oh. How long?
Oh, buckets of red paint are coming your way, mate. How long? Well, not long. If people like you keep riding them. I reckon 2.7 metres.
2.7, because what was your answer?
2.5.
It is 3 metres.
Oh,
Tommy.
Jesse, okay. Next round.
Don't play again. No, we got it. What's the animal?
Okay. As I said, they go in the background. It is a giraffe.
Giraffe. How long or tall?
It is.
How long is it flying down? Or...
No.
Hang on. We got to go, Jesse, because Shun Biggs is going to tell you last time she rode one.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. The paper quiz coming up a little bit later on.
Because I am recording my live stand-up comedy special, Pretty Fly for a Dickhead, in Melbourne this weekend. There is a handful of tickets left for Saturday night, tommylittle.com.au. If you didn't see it at the Comedy Festival, people of Melbourne, I would love to see you there. It is going to go off. It's a little rocker.
Speaking of things to spice up your life.
Yeah.
Going out on a Saturday night, seeing you do comedy.
Yeah.
Fun. Something else that will give you a little spring in your step, not expensive, and honestly can change your day, I will tell you next.
Ooh.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love that anthem.
So do I.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everything Pink does is fantastic.
Yeah, that one, though, it's good. Cuts me deep.
Okay.
Anyway, let's lighten the mood,
yeah.
Right? So sometimes
Was
in
it
life.
Down?
What?
Anyway.
Well, the song's quite. Heartfelt.
But I see it as uplifting.
It is uplifting.
Yeah.
It's all of the things.
So we're up already.
Anyway, I'm not about to give you something uplifting.
Okay.
Let's I'm just going to give you a little something you can add to your day.
Okay.
And then you'll be like, why have I not been doing this for years?
Oh,
and
God.
It'll make you feel so good. It'll make you feel good and it'll get you in the mood.
What makes you feel good? Ooh. What gets you in the mood?
This is good. This has been a while. You haven't been in the mood for a while.
Okay, so it's Chris that's in the mood.
Oh, my gosh.
So Chris says to me the other day, hey, is there special things you can put in your clothes drawers that make your clothes smell nice? And I was like, I mean, my grandma used to put balls of things in
potpourri
there. Yeah, or also mothballs.
Yeah.
I said, but I'm not sure that's what you mean unless you want to smell like a 95-year-old lady.
Yes.
And he said, no, the other day one of the guys in my basketball team washed my basketball top for me and then he returned it the next week and the entire game he was like, I was sniffing myself hard. Like, oh. I smell so good.
Really?
And he said, I could not stop sniffing this deliciousness. I said, softener, isn't it? It's softener. And he goes, what's that? And I said, you add it to your wash, right? And he washes. It's not like he's one of those guys that's like, what's washing, right? But we don't use softener.
You know, I mean, that's that far away from what's washing. What's softener?
Well, we're not a family that uses softener.
You're a hard family.
I do often think our towels are scratchy. But anyway, I've not been using softener ever. Right? Yeah. Actually, I don't know why we don't use softener, but we don't. Anyway, so I bought some softener.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And are you having it?
You.
I am also sniffing myself.
Really?
Hard. And now I am in the mood.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
Just add a little something different to your routine.
That's
and
great.
It's like a new day.
That's great. Because I've got one for you.
Yeah.
It's not as good as yours. It's just a very little thing. I only discovered washing your hands with warm water like not that long ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Like all through winter.
I don't do it either.
Oh.
But you have to wait for the tap to warm up.
No,
it doesn't
take.
Who's got time for that?
No, it doesn't take because you've just had your shower usually or something, or you just keep it running all night if you want to make sure it's warm.
You just had your shower and then you're washing your hands.
No, I realize.
Okay, mate. Anyway, 13, 10, 60.
Oh, that wasn't even it. That wasn't
washing
even
washing your hands with warm water.
I was saying I've only discovered that recently, right? But that's not the brand new thing. If it's freezing cold and you're getting up and you need to go out, when you brush your teeth with warm water.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
God. I'm not into that. That would be so gross. Warm water sloshing around your mouth.
Yeah, but that's what you have when you drink tea or you drink coffee.
Yeah, but you're not like spitting warm water back out into the sink. Well, anyway, I'm not into that. It's not got me in the mood. 13, 10, 60, though. I'm keen to know what little thing gets you up and about and gets you in the mood. For me and my family, it's softener.
And 13, 10, 60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. We're doing this.
What makes you feel good? What gets you in the mood?
So my partner Chris has discovered fabric softener, something we didn't have in our house, and I've brought it into the home, and ooh, has it spiced up our life.
Yes.
Because don't we all smell delicious now? Why have I not been using it sooner?
Yes.
And 13, 10, 60, we're asking what gets you in the mood, what makes you feel good? Jake, talk to us.
Yeah, no, nothing. It's not so much in the mood, but I'm just jumping on board with Tommy.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could even brush your teeth with cold water.
Oh, so I've just started doing it with hot water, and you're saying you've done this your whole life?
Yeah, yeah. Just I leave my toothbrush in the shower, mate, and mornings and nights.
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking, why are you warming up your water to, but I say shower, no, brush.
Even if I do it and I'm not brush it, not in the shower quickly, I've got to go out or whatever, warm water, mate.
Yeah, see, thank you, Jake.
Do you think
Jake
gets better traction too? It just gets the edges off a bit more.
But I just would have appreciated the support that Jake is showing me. I would have appreciated that.
Jake's makes sense. He brushes his teeth
in the shower. Even when he's not in the shower.
Yeah, but you're the weirdo that's washing your hands after a shower. Colette, what gets you in the mood? What makes you feel good?
Can I just shout out to Romani as well?
Of course you can. Pete did a shout out to Armani yesterday as well.
To Armani.
And then Romani said, ha ha, Armani. Anyway, Armani. Thank you, Colette.
Anyway, the Lynx spray, but it's got to be the Africa, smell.
But does that make you think of, like, your 15-year-old boyfriend back in the day, Colette?
No, I don't know what it is, but I know it's an old smell, but it's just like I go in the shopping centre and spray myself with it sometimes. Just like, oh.
I won't buy it, but I will use it at the shopping centre.
But they do reckon there's things that happen nostalgic at the time of your life when you come of age.
Yes.
That then often will.
Yeah, it just reminds me of an ex-boyfriend.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, maybe first love.
Colette, did you ever used to spray it on your hands after you'd smoked cigarettes to cover up the smell?
No.
Neither.
How did you know I was a smoker back then, though?
Just checking. Right. Are you still smoking now, Colette?
No, I'm not. I've nearly been a year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Should we go to Mick? G'day, Mick.
G'day, Kerry and Tommy. Fellow Campbell Old School on board. Oh, how are you, Tommy?
Good on you, Mick.
Are you helping to get Tommy's name up on the Hall of Fame? Because they just don't seem to want to put it up there, Mick.
I don't know, mate. You got to do something grouse to do that. But anyway.
That's fair, Mick. That is fair.
Yeah, it is, isn't it, mate? Yeah, all right. So the sound of silence gets me going. But then also a thing called vabbing. Does anyone know what that is?
Oh, my God. I don't think we can talk about that.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm scared. No, we should trust Jesse. He's a good guy.
To talk of course about that.
Hang on.
Okay. Now people are.
Can I ask? Can
what's
I
happening?
Ask
about, don't Google it.
No, do
ask
not.
About silence. Can I ask Mick
yes,
about silence?
Ask, or ask we Mick. Yeah, we're just, yeah, Mick, yeah. We're just Mick, talking about Mick, silence
Mick,
and not
I
the
got other told.
Yeah, yeah, I thought. To be honest, I thought we should just go back to silence.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought I haven't been in a hot air balloon, Mick, but yes. I've been told when people go up there, they're like, that's the first time they hear true silence. Have you been in a hot air balloon?
No, but that could also be the altitude that gives it something. But,
that's true. Yeah.
I do love, Mick, that you love the sound of silence, but yet you listen to our show. we've now, can we move on? Yeah.
That's what I used to put on my hand after I'd smoked a cigarette.
Thanks, Mick. Good on you. Amy, what gets you in the mood?
Hi, what really puts a pep in my step and makes me have a great day is when this one particular girl doesn't turn up at work.
does she do that's annoying, Amy?
She just treads on my toes. She's pretty new in the place and she tries to do my job and it drives me crazy.
Oh.
And I try to ask her nicely and we just
butt heads, and she drives me crazy.
When was the last time she took time off, Amy?
Oh, she had a week off last week for COVID, so I was pretty happy with that.
Oh,
thank God.
Amy.
Thank God.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Tuesday afternoons, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And NIB is more than just health insurance, guys. NIB.com.au.
You can also get discounts and extra rewards because for healthy living. So you're looking after yourself and you're getting awesome stuff on top of that.
And healthy living isn't just exercise, which is part of it as well. Yes. Get fit, get personal trainers, but it's eating tips, maybe stress, sleep, self-improvement, everything. Your whole health.
Your whole health.
That's not
like
a tagline.
The health of your whole.
Start your journey today at nib.com.au.
Yes.
Coming up, I need your honesty.
Oh, no.
I've got a question to ask you.
Okay.
And it would be helpful if you didn't try and not hurt my feelings.
Okay, let's see how that goes.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Savo.
Have you ever, you've been around me when I've been eating, yeah?
Yeah.
The whole of Australia has.
I mean, like, what are you talking about? It's every show. Yeah.
I do eat a lot.
Yeah.
And often while we're on air. Have you ever...
Yeah. And that was a latte. We don't even know how you were getting that noise out of it.
Have you ever observed me eating?
What do you mean?
Like, do you ever watch me eat and think about it?
I've never filmed it.
This is not weird and, like, sexual. This is just, have you ever watched me eat and had thoughts about it?
Here's what I'll say. You eat normally but drop a lot.
Okay. Is that all?
Yeah, I think so.
You think I eat normally?
But whenever I see you, my main memory of you is you eating these stupid bowls that you get every day and you always use chopsticks and that's when you drop it all.
Yes, I can use chopsticks.
No, you can't. No, you can't. Your dry cleaners would say very differently.
Okay, so I've started working with this woman who I don't know very well. We're doing this thing together.
Okay. Sounds cryptic. Sorry. You're having an affair with a woman, aren't you?
I don't want to get bogged down in what we're doing because that's not the interesting part. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we've had to start speaking quite often. And
you
it started with me FaceTiming her while we're in
God.
London. Anyway, often because I had Addie there, right, I'd rush between our show and going home to Addie and I'd organise my meeting for while I was having breakfast, right? And I didn't think anything of the fact that I was FaceTiming her while I was eating, right? And we were very productive. Anyway, she came over to my house the other day and I was in a real rush and I decided to make avo on toast with tomato while she was there. And I was eating it and then she said, gosh, do you know what I love about you? And I said, what? And she goes, it's just so down to earth and refreshing. What? She said, that you don't care what you look like when you're eating. And I said, what do I look like? She said, just a bit like, do I? She said, we didn't really know each other and you'd FaceTime me from London eating full meals while we were trying to talk business. And she said, and food would drop out of your mouth and onto you. And she said, and I'm watching you now as you walk around the house with avocado and tomato dropping on the floor, eating with a mouth full, and you don't care.
This is great.
And I laughed because I didn't want to be embarrassed. And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I mean, who's got time to care about stuff like that? And then when she left, I was like, oh, my God.
Mortified.
You have to, like, not eat in front of people.
No, but when she called it relatable, this is great. You should start it on the project desk when you're on air. And
just eat on air. I mean, everyone's eating dinner at home, so I just eat my dinner while doing the news.
It's great. I love it.
I don't know if it would float, but yes. But also the clothes, so I wouldn't be able to drop food on the clothes either because I have to give those clothes back.
So what happens now? Are you gonna take eating classes?
Well, no, I just wondered whether anyone else had observed my eating and thought she really needs to do something about that.
Well, I assumed you ate as messy as you did because the clothes often aren't yours and they're just from wardrobe at 10, so you didn't care.
No, but I feel bad now too because I mock Chris who can't drink coffee without dripping it on his shirt. And I'm like, we're a match made in heaven,
God,
aren't we?
Those kids.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, big more time and little, put your hands up cause it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
It's paper quiz time.
What did we get? One, two last week?
Don't know.
No one cares.
Not sure. And yet another question we don't know the answer to.
I don't reckon we even need to keep score anymore.
Oh, wow.
That's so sad.
We're really throwing the towel
in,
aren't we?
So sad.
But are we trying to beat our record? Like, why? No one cares. Anyway, yep.
Wow. Are you okay, mate?
I think I agree with
is
Pippa.
Pippa back?
Yes, yeah. I know. Okay.
I care, but I know a lot of answers.
Yeah. But I just don't think you care what our last week's score was.
I'd do if I had a lot of answers.
Yeah, okay. Mm.
This is at the moment a chat with someone who's got a microphone that's not on.
Okay. Let's do the chat.
Question number one. Where would you find the Hall of Mirrors?
Oh, that's great.
Versailles?
Great. Mm-hmm. Good on you.
Yeah.
I think it's Versailles.
Versailles. Versailles, actually.
What's Versailles and what is the Hall of Mirrors, Jesse?
Versailles is the palace, which is pretty much the biggest one in Paris or even in the whole of France, I think. But then pretty much caused the French Revolution, I think, because it's so over the top.
What happened in the French Revolution?
Okay,
I genuinely don't know.
Okay, not now.
Oh, sorry for trying to educate.
We'll do a
podcast somewhere. Okay.
Question number two. Becky Sharp is the lead character of which famous novel?
Oh, Emily Blunt's sister.
Becky Sharp.
Becky Sharp.
Does she have good hair?
Is it Becky and the Bad? Is it Becky and the Bad Boys?
Becky
no.
Sharp. Which novel?
That's the
question. No, sorry. What was the specific question again?
Jesse, have
Becky
you gone
Sharp
to sleep?
Is the lead character of which famous novel?
Did you forget how to read for a second?
A little bit. I was like,
yeah, okay.
Is there an interesting
What's a famous novel?
Great. I'm so glad you asked something about Detective Kids.
Don't think it's Becky
or something.
Sharp.
Was there a
Detective Kids?
Yes.
Is
the
it
Fantastic
a
Four or some that, one of those awful?
What about
Famous Five? I think that's George.
Yes.
We read the Famous Five. I've not seen Becky in there anywhere. Babysitters. Oh my God, I used to love Babysitters Club, but I don't remember Becky Sharp.
Is it the Saddle Club, the Pony Club?
Oh, Saddle Club.
That's
no,
a famous
producer
novel.
Bell's shaking, and also it's just a one novel, isn't it? It's not a series. What's a famous novel?
The Faraway Tree.
No, that doesn't have Becky Sharp in it.
What about Edward and his Technicolor, Jason and his Technicolor Dreamcoat? And featuring, because that's right, the full title then it says brackets featuring Becky Sharp.
I don't know. We don't know.
Question number three. In astrology, is Aquarius an air sign, a fire sign, or an earth sign, or a water sign?
Aquarius? I feel like air.
Aquarius?
Oh, water.
Did you say? I thought you said Aries.
No, Aquarius.
I'm not into fire signs.
Oh, then that's sure. That's water.
Yeah, sure. Great.
Question number four: George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush are only the second pair of U.S. presidents to be what?
Brothers, sons, father and son.
Father and son. Yeah,
related?
Sure.
Maybe it is as generic.
No, that's
because there's been a father and son. Another.
It's got to be father and son, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not even that specific. It is just related. Okay, let's do father and son.
Okay. Did Becky Sharp? No.
Question.
I'm still on the Becky Sharp.
I know.
Question.
It's really frustrating, isn't it?
What about the, what's the Da Vinci Code? Is there a Becky Sharp in that?
Becky Sharp does not sound very Da Vinci
Code. Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Becky in 50 Shades of Grey.
No. It's Christian and
all right,
it's the
pervert.
Woman.
You remember
Have
him,
you read
don't
them?
You?
It's the they're
no,
the worst,
no,
not
I
sexy
haven't,
at all.
I haven't.
Okay,
I'll read
anyway.
You some. We can decide.
Just insert Becky.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. What a reference. Someone's read the books.
And that's how well they're written.
yes, five.
Question number five. The North Atlantic Atlantic Treaty of 1949 heralded the establishment of which organisation?
I'm sorry, Jesse, but you are going to have to make more sense when you ask a question.
Isn't it NATO?
I reckon it's NATO, yeah.
Great.
Okay.
When we go to the answers, question number one is the Palace of Versailles, where the Hall of Mirrors is.
I mean, he can read the paper. So.
Yeah, sometimes.
Did he just turn it upside down and have a peek?
Question number two, Becky Sharp is the lead character of which famous novel? Vanity Fair.
That's a magazine.
Isn't that a magazine?
It's a magazine.
Yeah.
It's a magazine. And it is a big one, so I understand the confusion.
Are we saying the paper quiz is wrong?
Yep. Mm. Yep.
Question number three. In astrology, is Aquarius an air sign, fire sign, earth sign, or water sign? It is, an air sign.
Oh, did I not say that?
You did, Carrie did.
We should claim that, one.
No, I said that. Water.
Oh, yeah.
I
remember,
said air, and then
said
I
aqua.
Said...
No, that was me. Also, you always have the option of just saying the paper is wrong.
Sorry, the paper's wrong.
Question number four, George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush are only the second pair of US presidents to be father and son.
Great.
You said related.
No, she said related. I said father and son.
Hey, great job, teammate.
Father and son is related.
Well
so.
Done, because
I'm still right.
Sonda, turn your microphone off.
The North Atlantic Treaty of 1949 heralded in the establishment of NATO.
So does that mean we got 4 out of 5?
Nah.
Yeah, because let's give me air. Come on.
And Vanity Fair was wrong.
It was, so. That was
no,
Becky Sharp, the only one we got wrong.
So 5 out of 5.
4 out of 5. Good job, everybody.
Great
remember
work.
That
Maybe
next
we
week.
Do remember the scores.
Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. A little bit later on the Savo, Tommy's bringing back a game that I think we've only ever played once on this show before.
Oh, is it the one with the jar of peanut butter?
Yes, yeah. Where you tell us the difference between that and that.
I didn't know we were allowed to do that anymore.
Can I distract you with a little fun fact that I saw on a friend's Instagram today?
Put the peanut butter down, Jesse.
You know how you sometimes walk into a room, stop it, and forget why you entered a room?
Yes.
Apparently, memory lapses occur when you walk through doorways.
Really?
What? Why?
Really?
I don't know. It was on our Instagram.
Oh, it's interesting.
You got to believe
because
it.
Because I learned something. Do you know I learned something as well? Is that multitasking is a myth?
Yes, I've heard that.
And instead, what
I mean,
you're
not
actually
for me though, I'm pretty good. Yes, you're actually just not doing either things well.
No, you're switching between them, and so that's why it's exhausting for your brain and means you do. So you do both tasks at the same time, but you're rapidly switching, and so it tires you out,
and you
it
just
means
do
you
a shit
do,
job of both.
Yes, you do a shit
yes.
job of both.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, speaking of doing
I was
a bad,
trying to do my shopping list at the same time then. 2 cabbages. Sorry, yeah.
Peanut butter, don't forget it. up next, I've got a story that you are going to really enjoy because it's really bad and embarrassing for me in a public setting in front of people I look up to a lot, and it's those type of things that you love. That's next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your drive home, the Savo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal is great because the biggest comedians in the world are there.
Like yourself.
Obviously.
No, you're playing yourself
the
down.
Is
you're playing yourself down.
No, I get it.
It's amazing that you were asked. And for anyone listening, he was asked to perform. He didn't beg. They asked him.
And sure, it was
take
in.
Take a bow. He didn't beg. No, well, like, I'm assuming sometimes you can pay to be a part of things, but you didn't.
You can't pay to be a part?
Well, you can. You
what
can.
World?
Eli, web guy Eli apparently knows about this. He's nodding.
So the rumor was Beyonce paid to be
Beyonce?
Yeah.
It's never been at the Just for Laughs.
Do you know any other info about anyone other than Beyonce?
Hang on.
So Beyonce paid to be in Just for Laughs.
Apparently her people paid for her to be voted as the most beautiful woman.
Oh my God, that is just the weirdest comparison.
Did she pay for a Coachella spot as well?
What hit team have you got out to spread vicious lies about Beyonce?
Allegedly.
Hey, that's a great name. Allegedly with Eli is a great name for the show.
Okay, so anyway, back to your performance with the stars.
So the reason that it's great is because it's the biggest comedians in the world are there. The reason that it's bad is because the biggest comedians in the world are there. So you can make an idiot in front of potentially like your comedy idols.
Like, give us some people.
Like, so they're this week. Kevin Hart's there.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, okay.
Every Jimmy Carr's there every year. Dave Chappelle will be there. And because you all stay.
He's your hero, isn't he?
I really love Dave Chappelle. Because you all stay in the same hotel and you're in the same venues, if you were to fall over on a banana peel, chances are.
God, you didn't fall over on a banana peel.
I didn't. But chances are one of your comedy heroes will see you do
that. And they think you're doing gear, yeah.
I was in a cafe and there was four comedians, and as the waitress took me over, I'm like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing because I'm by myself. I'm having breakfast by myself, and she's taking me to the table that is next to four.
Hey, confidence in eating alone, mate.
For very
people that are comfortable in their own skin, eat alone.
For very big comedians. And I sat down and thought, I'm just going to say hi so I'm not sitting next to them, right? And I'm not going to use their names because it'll become very obvious. Why? Because I don't want you to know. It'll be easy to work out. Anyway.
Hold on. You don't want to tell us their names?
I just don't want to tell you what they told, what they.
Well, now I want to know all of the things you're not telling me.
Anyway, so there's high-profile comedians sitting there.
Like.
It doesn't matter. And so I just went over and I said, hey, boys. And they said, hi. And then I said, I just wanted to say hi because obviously I'm sitting there and it's a bit weird. And I said, anyway, what are you guys talking about?
Did they invite you over?
No, they didn't. And they said, what are you talking about? And they said, we're talking about the Hunter.
You asked them what they're talking about.
Yeah. And they said, we're talking about the Hunter. And I thought,
the Channel 10 show?
Yes. And I thought, oh, great, this is my chance.
Hold on, are they international or are they Australian celebrities?
They're international. And I thought, this is a great chance to impress some big comedians. And so I say, oh my God, we just got it as well, right? It's only four episodes of something gone to air. Australia's all talking about it. And then I started going into, and things kicked off because people reckon some of the stuff. I verbal diarrhea for 5 minutes about the Hunter.
Nervous. Yeah.
Right?
I would have too. And show.
I'm making a few jokes about it and stuff like this. And then I said, anyway, why were you guys talking about the Hunter? And they said, oh, well, two of us were just on the celebrity edition of it, so we were talking about being on it. And I'm like, oh, my God, I've just talked to them for 5 minutes.
About watching
the show that they're on.
You might be on the celebrity edition one day.
Oh, then you could tell them all about that.
Yeah, I'll go back to Montreal.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, you can find more of Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. NIB are more than just health insurance. They're a health partner. Put your health first and join NIB today. Visit nib.com.au.